Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Joe Collins, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. He's a military veteran. He's run for Congress. He's helping inner-city youth get redirected and self-determined and just becoming a great American leader. Joe, thanks again for your efforts. I want to talk about your future in politics. Tell us where you're going now. You ran against a pretty strong opponent in the California's 43rd. What are you going to do next?
Yeah, I think we got to run against her again, and that's what the campaign is set up to do. Extremely excited about it. I know, you know, Maxine Waters is one of the most formidable, one of the most powerful women who sits in Congress right now. So we knew it was going to be.
She's also dangerous. Joe, and I don't mind saying that. She's a dangerous woman.
Yeah, and it's worse in real life than it is when you see her on TV. I can guarantee that.
I bet. I mean, this is the woman, folks, who said, just because you work for a Republican president, wherever people see those people who work for a Republican president, they should get in their face in grocery stores and restaurants and gas stations. Get in their face, draw a crowd, and tell them they're not welcome there. I mean, my God, what banana republic is she living in?
I think she lives in a republic of Maxine Waters, because she does what she wants to whenever she wants to.
She's out of control, isn't she?
I mean,
if a Republican, if you got elected and you did that, they would come and arrest you, wouldn't they, as a Republican in your county?
This is true. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. But
how does she get reelected?
How
does she? What does she do to get reelected every time?
She's been there 47 years, and she hasn't had anybody challenge her the way we have.
Yeah, how close did you come last time?
I think we flipped the number of registered Republicans. We actually doubled the number of registered Republicans. So I think if we duplicate that effort, we'll end up winning in this next election.
Wow. So let me ask you this question. Yeah, if you double the Republicans, the black Republicans in your county, that's a lot of people, isn't it? So let me ask you this question.
Oh, yeah.
After the last election, when things went the way they did, and even though Trump got more black Americans to vote for him than I think anybody else ever has, did that make those people who decided to change their affiliation, did that make them demoralized? Or did it make them want to redouble their efforts? What do you think? Which way did they go?
I think it made them a little upset because, you know, President Trump had won in 2016, and 2020 came here and he increased his number of black supporters. And so whenever he didn't win, and they got Joe Biden, the person who's the author and omega of a systemic racism in America.
Right.
And a lot of people are really upset, and I think it allowed us an opportunity to get more people involved in the Republican Party.
So as you're moving around, are people responding? Are you seeing more people responding that way? They're angry about it, and they're not demoralized and saying, "Well, that didn't work. We'll try something else." Are they? You think that it's going to work out going the other way and becoming more in favor of the conservative candidates?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because it gives us an opportunity as conservative Republicans to go into that inner cities and make these conversations where people are willing to listen to somebody else.
Wow. I sure hope you're right, because if one of the things that I think America will be a better place when all minorities are represented by people on both sides. I mean, America is split left and right now, but the right is way too much represented by non-minorities, And the truth is, in my opinion, conservative ideas are the best ideas for minorities. And I know you believe that, Joe.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, when you think about it, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to live your life without
family,
the interference of the government. Yeah, family. These are all conservative
values.
American
dream.
And it's a lot of liberals with conservative values.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Joe, I got to wrap it up. Keep up the good work. My microphone is your microphone. I'm so proud of what you're doing. I love the reporting you're giving us. Come back soon and let us know what we can do to help you.
Yes, absolutely.
Give us your website, Joe.
My website is joecollinsforcongress.com.
joecollinsforcongress.com. Check that out, folks. It's an amazing, he's an amazing individual. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.